Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Hey, Pleasant, good morning to you. Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. We are presented to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for joining us on this Thursday. And we hope that you are making the best of things as best as you possibly can here as we continue with a local response to the COVID-19 crisis, firmly into the stay-at-home order as issued by Governor Roy Cooper last week, and trying to make sense of our new normal here in our business community. Certainly a lot of folks dealing with hardship and trying to get connected with resources, and that is what we are trying to do through the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, is to connect as many people as possible, but also try to bring some glimmers of hope into this conversation as well. And our show today, we'll focus on one of those glimmers. You know, we have started on our website a blog series called Silver Linings Boone, and it's really meant to help give some of those human interest stories, some of those more heartwarming stories in a sea of news that may be not so bright. And one of the things that we're able to do with this blog series is highlight communities that are involved in the effort. Today, we've got a story up about Suga, one of our area manufacturers, stepping into the supply chain for mask creation for healthcare workers and for citizens as well. So that's kind of a neat story. One of the stories that we had earlier last week was the start of a gift cards for good program by Mass General Store, and we're going to talk with Mass Store President Lisa Cooper here in just a few minutes about that program and how they have basically started this to help food banks in the cities that they serve. So here in Watauga County, 20% of the proceeds from gift card sales that occur online at Mass General Store go to Hunger and Health Coalition, and certainly helping them from a budgetary standpoint at a time of great need, considering the number of folks that Hunger and Health continues to serve at this point in time, and really adding to that list. But they also are able to leverage food purchasing a little bit differently than you and me might if we were going out and buying the same supplies at the store. So this infusion of cash to a group like Hunger and Health Coalition, and of course Mass General Store has footings in many other markets throughout the state and region. And they're doing similar things in those communities. So, again, what a show of good for the community overall coming from a high country business and Mass General Store and trying to spread that out. So we're going to talk to Lisa Cooper a little bit about that, as well as some of the challenges that Mass Store has faced here during this time. Again, as we start the program, do want to remind you about some resources available through the Boone Area Chamber. Our clearinghouse for all of this information is boonechamber.com/localresponse. You can keep up with the latest information involving all of our community organizations that are pushing out messaging right now. So App Healthcare, certainly Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, Watauga County Schools meal distribution list available there, and a lot of those, I'll call it more civic announcements that are going on right now. We also have links to financial resources for small businesses. Banks are getting a lot more information now about the SBA loan process, the payroll protection plan, and how that will be administered. So within the next really few hours or so, you're going to see a lot more information come out on that from your lender, and you'll be able to start applying for some of those funds tomorrow. So next week we will have another webinar on available through boonechamber.com that we actually talk with some of our area bankers about access to those funds, the paperwork that you need to be a part of that process, and really what those funds can be used for. A little bit better understanding from local voices that you know. So be on the lookout for information for that over the weekend. But in the meantime, we have links to a lot of information that those lenders have been putting out kind of preliminarily as they get a little bit more up to speed on how they'll be able to participate in those government programs. In addition to those links, we've got some handy tips for businesses in terms of changing operational flows, some things that you can think about as you continue to go through that, and plenty more. So check out boonechamber.com/localresponse. We're also involved in the Keep Boone Healthy campaign. We've been talking about that a lot here over the last few weeks. And part of that campaign was our first Takeout Tuesday. And we're happy to announce that Tuesday of this week, we were able to serve just over 7,300 meals distributed by 16 restaurants and the Watauga County Schools Meal Distribution Program. So with the endorsement of App Healthcare, we are going to continue Takeout Tuesday each Tuesday through the month of April. And then we'll reevaluate after that point. This helps keep those restaurants top of mind, but it also helps supply food to the area. Not everyone has the means to cook. And a lot of times our restaurant community here keeps people fed. And certainly the more access we have to food, the better the chance are that those that need food can get access to those needed meals. So again, we're proud to partner with the restaurants in the community. We're going to improve the reporting structure. We only had, like I said, 17 reporting agencies this time, and we know there are a lot more restaurants that we're working. So we're working through some of those kinks in the system, but nonetheless, Takeout Tuesday will continue starting this Tuesday, as a matter of fact. One last thing before we get to Lisa Cooper, and that is to remind you that we've got Lunch Bites coming up here in a couple of hours from 12 to 1. It's our virtual Lunch and Learn series, a free event that you can register for and participate in via Zoom through BooneChamber.com. We're going to be talking some about coping with this changing business landscape. A lot of folks doing things from a business standpoint they never thought they'd have to do, or creating products that they never thought that they would ever create, just to maintain some sort of business solvency at this point. So we're going to talk with Kevin Troyer of 444 Construction. He brought his construction business out of the Great Recession and has some wonderful tips about how you can start thinking now about business sustainability for the future as you're looking to build your business back. We've heard a lot about financial resources available throughout this, but we haven't heard much about how the insurance industry is playing into this. So talking home insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, and everything else, business insurance. So Chuck Eiler from Peak Insurance Group is going to give us an idea about what things can be claimed, what things are not eligible to be claimed, and really what the broader role the insurance industry will play in helping us back from an economic standpoint. So some good information there. And then, as I mentioned, idea creation is something that we have seen so much of, and many of those ideas inspirational. So we'll talk with Caleb Crowell of Kindly Kitchen about how they took goods from one company that they own in their family, and the resources of another, and combined two products to keep their doors open and their products moving at this point in time, and encouraging others to think about that. What is it that you have or have access to that may not be in your daily offering right now, may not be a product that you've ever conceived, but do you have access to resources that can create something that you can find a market for? And that's what we're all doing here, especially for this next month. Is trying to get creative as possible so we can keep people working, so we can keep some of these businesses opening, whether that's even just in a virtual sense. But we just need to get creative. So Caleb's going to give us some insight about how they came across their idea, and maybe that will jog something with you. So again, that's Lunch Bites from 12 to 1. You can go to BooneChamber.com and register, just like you do for a business after hours or another lunch and learn. There's no cost to this. You don't have to be a member of the chamber to attend it. You'll get your Zoom instructions upon registration, and you can join us. We do have limited seating inside our virtual room even. So make sure you get registered for that, and we'll look forward to talking to you about noon today. Now, you have to bring your own lunch. You can't download that off our website. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk with Lisa Cooper, president of Mass General Store. She's going to tell us a little bit more about gift cards for good and how you can help a local food bank, in our case, Hunger and Health Coalition, in one of Mass Store's markets, help keep the supply of food going to those that need it in this time of crisis. You're listening to Mind Your Business this morning, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and presented by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, presented to you by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. As we mentioned before the break, we are pleased to be joined by Lisa Cooper, the president of Mass General Store, one of the absolute bedrock businesses in our community, and a business in our community that is taking the spirit of our community to others throughout their footprint. So first of all, Lisa, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So give us a little sense of the impact of this COVID-19 crisis and the stay-at-home order and the various stay-at-home orders you've had to digest throughout your footprint, and what that impact has been on Mass General Store here over the last few weeks.
As most people have experienced, it's been unbelievable for small businesses throughout the United States, and we made a decision to close our doors before we were ordered to close our doors to help keep our employees and communities safe. So that impact has been like hitting a wall for a small business, and what do you do when you don't have customers to take care of and sales to help carry a large team?
And within that, there is this growing need by so many right now to become even more nimble than you were before. We have seen so much creativity in the way not only people are trying to operate on a skeleton crew with the very minimal staff and social distancing and trying to reinvent themselves. From Mass General Store's perspective, you've had online sales as part of your abilities for quite some time. How has that helped you in this transition to be able to at least shift some of your business model to that platform?
It has helped us keep kind of our doors open, so to speak, in one channel and avenue, and to be able to reach out and offer daily deals. And we've got a great Easter grab bag right now. So it's helping us keep a door open and helping us focus on serving the community through, we're selling a lot of puzzles, I have to say, and food. And all that sort of stuff. So it's helping keep us focused on being able to serve the customer through another channel. Our original store has a post office, which, you know, the story goes back to when my parents reopened it almost 40 years ago. The first thing they did is open up the post office. So we're still delivering mail in that door. So a lot of interesting times for everybody, and we're figuring it all out.
Lisa Cooper joining us from Mass General Store here today on Mind Your Business. Lisa, everybody here in this community and in all of the communities you touch throughout your family of stores have understood Mass General Store to be one of the go-to organizations from community support and really a trendsetter in a lot of cases. You all have taken this opportunity to step forward yet again with your Gift Cards for Good program, which has a tie-in back to food pantries in the various communities you're in. Tell us a little bit about that program, how it got generated, and what you're hoping to accomplish with it.
Last week was the week that we were scheduled to sit down and talk about all of our nonprofits. Our year end is Sunday. And so it's the time where we look and see what we have to give back to the local organizations. And instead of being able to do that, we were kind of in the crisis management that everybody else was in. And we know that we don't know what it looks like going forward. We're excited for starting to talk about when we can open up back up our doors, but it really hurt that we could not give back last week. And I got home and I thought, how can we do this? And I thought, well, if we can sell some gift cards, then we can give back, because that's an opportunity for us to have some income when our doors are closed, and the ability to give back to the organizations that need it the most right now. And it's definitely, I know Hunger Coalition is working as hard as they ever have, probably on less dollars than they've had because of everybody going, what do we do? And so I felt like this gave us the ability to instantly give back. And I got my team together. I said, let's get this program started, because people can shop us online. You can get an electronic gift card immediately, and you can go to the online store and you can purchase products, or you can hold it until we get our doors back open and come spend it in person. And I felt like that was sort of a win-win opportunity for the community and for, you know, the food insecure. That is, you know, food on the table means more to people than anything else in times of crisis. And so that's how the program got started. And we made our first donations on Monday to the food banks from the program that we started just last Thursday. And that means the world to me and our communities.
So when you purchase a gift card at Mass General Store, again, this program has been going on for a few days now, 20% of the total amount will be donated to local food bank partners here in Watauga County. That designee is Hunger and Health Coalition, as Lisa just mentioned. And this is an excellent way to help one of your favorite retailers help one of the nonprofits in need here in our community as we talk food insecurity. Again, we're talking with Lisa Cooper of Mass General Store here this morning on Mind Your Business. Lisa, you alluded to this a moment ago, but this is we're coming up on the 40th anniversary of the Cooper family opening the Mass General Store back. And we were talking with a group a few weeks ago just about the the philanthropic desires that John and Faye Cooper have had in their minds and hearts for so long, somewhat fitting in a really bizarre way to have here this landmark anniversary, yet you all returning to those roots in a way that is as impactful as it was the day the store opened. Has there been any discussion of that here we are celebrating an anniversary and we're doubling down our efforts to do something that motivated your parents to get started with this concept in the first place?
Yeah, I think, that when they, reflecting 40 years ago, they were packing their bags and moving to the mountains of North Carolina to reopen this old general store in the middle of nowhere. And it was a gamble to think that it would even stay open as a family business. It was living on top of the store and growing up in the business and watching and learning from certainly John and Faye, my parents, and what a great job they did in persevering in making the store something greater than it was through organic growth. The moment they could give back to the employees and community, they started doing that. And so I'm blessed that I grew up with that and carrying the traditions forward. And I hope this program helps feed a lot of families. And it does. It goes to the core root of what my parents started, and I'm very proud to carry it forward. I look forward to opening the doors back, and we're going to have a big celebration getting our employee owners and family back together on the other side of all this.
Lisa, a final question for you, and I know that this is somewhat of a moving target, but a lot of businesses are now starting to think about once stay-at-home orders start to dissolve and we start to move back to whatever business as usual becomes, what kind of time frame are you looking at from Mass General Store's perspective of being able to get your employees safely back to work and from the point in time where they say, okay, it's time to go back to work again, how long would it take in your mind right now, as best you can say it, for you to feel like you could open your retail locations again?
When they give us the go-ahead, I think we can have all of our Watauga County doors open within, a week, because we have the best employees ever, and I've never seen them pull together so hard and so fast, and the teamwork that's established, and the ones that we've got on furlough, staying positive and ready to get back going. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, and hope to do it safely and efficiently as a team. Sitting here, I was going to be in Roanoke next week, opening up a new store, and Virginia said, you can't do that until June 10th. So we've got moving targets that we'll respond and react to as quickly as possible, because we love our customers, and the stores are employees are anxiously awaiting coming back and being our team again.
Well, Lisa, we certainly appreciate everything that Mass General Store exudes throughout its footprint about what life is like here. We were certainly not surprised to see this program that you hatched with the gift cards for good coming from you all, because this is what you do on a daily basis. So thank you for all you do for our community and the other communities you touch. And best of luck through all this. And hopefully that new normal comes around very soon.
Well, David, thank you. I want to say keeping Boone healthy is a great campaign. And, Boone is a strong community, and look forward to being on the other side of this.
Well, thank you very much. That's Lisa Cooper from Mass General Store. We're back to wrap up Mind Your Business right after this here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
We are wrapping up this installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. And again, special thanks to Lisa Cooper of Mass General Store for sharing her thoughts and the idea of gift cards for good. And again, when you start to think about the impact of just one nonprofit, we were talking about health and Hunger and Health Coalition, but there are so many nonprofit businesses up here that utilize this time for their revenue generation. This is event season, right? We're kind of at the start of what that used to look like here in this community. And so many of those nonprofits, as we were talking about earlier, with Ingenuity being in high demand right now, are trying to come up with creative ways to keep their fundraising going at a time where they know that funds are being distributed for everything known to us all right now. So in whatever way you can, if you have been supportive of a nonprofit and you have the means to do so, I'd urge you to please consider those folks now and understand that once we do get the order that we can return to somewhat of a normal community structure, these folks are going to be lined up with those events and those opportunities to engage again so they can continue to serve the communities that they do. So nonprofit business is a big one up here in this economy. We have a lot of those dollars spent locally as well. Just a few years ago, we did a study with 9 nonprofits, found that 95% of their operating budget is spent within the boundaries of Watauga County. So a lot of that is recurring money that floats through our area, so you can understand the economic impact there. Again, make sure you check out boonchamber.com/localresponse for the latest information and links to information that you need to know about SBA loans and everything else small business related. Also, like our Keep Boone Healthy Facebook page. You'll see some further messaging there over the weekend, and again, more information about this upcoming Takeout Tuesday. That'll do it for this installment of Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce and presented by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. You have been listening right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.